Radio.
When I was studying psych as an undergraduate, we're often told that the simple act of physical touch plays an important role in our development. It seems that from the time we are infants, we need this basic form of human contact to be touched, to be held, and to be cradled. And as we mature, the physical affirmation we get from human touch is just as important as the verbal affirmation that comes from words of encouragement and words of guidance. Both are vital in telling us that we are loved and that we are accepted. Well, judging from this afternoon's gospel reading, we can see that physical touch is a very important part of the way God communicates with us. The man with the sick daughter told Jesus that if he laid hands on her, she would recover. And when Jesus came to her, all he did was take her by the hand and call her. We know that the healing touch of God didn't stop with Jesus. It continued with the apostles who had received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. If you ever look at the book of Acts, it's filled with stories of how Peter, Paul, and the other apostles brought healing and deliverance as they reached out and touched the people of Israel. I wonder, do we believe that we have the same Spirit? He's not just a ghost that hovers around us. The Spirit gives us life, divine life, not just to our souls, but to our bodies as well. That means that everything we can do can be sanctified, and everyone we interact with can receive some of that Spirit too. Think about the next time you meet someone who is troubled or afraid, or just needs encouragement. We have something to offer those people. Just a touch on the shoulder, a pat on the back, or a warm hug are often more powerful than we think. It may seem small and insignificant, but remember that Jesus is in us. He is using our hands, our arms, to touch people. He is using our eyes to identify their needs. He is using our very body to minister his presence in our world. We don't have to force anything. Just remember that God is working through us, and he knows what he's doing. Lord, show us how we can touch people with your love and your mercy. But first, fill us with your peace so we can be your peaceful presence in this troubled world. Amen.
Radio.org.au